I'm Joel Zuckerman. I'm a resident of Park City. I'm a professional speaker. My subject is gratitude. But for many years, I spoke about golf, of all strange, esoteric subjects. I wrote a lot of golf books, and some got attention, so I was asked to speak on cruise ships, country clubs, corporate events. And about 15 years ago, I was invited to speak at a country club in Greenwich, Connecticut. They invited me to come for two nights and do an event for their members and guests my second night. So I drive to the country club in Greenwich, and I was surprised to see this big brick building, probably four stories high, with wings on either side. My first thought was, before it was a country club, it might have been a nursing home. And before it was a nursing home, it could have been an insane asylum. So I walk in, I meet the receptionist. She says, "I've got a very nice two-room suite for you on the second floor." That's very key to the story, the two rooms. So she gives me the keys, and I go up the world's slowest elevator. And when I walk out, the hallway is hot, and there are portraits on either side of the walls, but they're not hung on the wall. They're on the ground. The whole thing had the vibe of The Shining. It was super creepy. Anyway, I open the door to my two-room suite. The air condition was blessedly cool. I drop my bags and I leave to go play golf that afternoon in nearby Westchester County, New York, with some friends. We go out to dinner. I get back to this club around 9 p.m. I couldn't park close to the entrance, so I had to park about 100, maybe 125 yards away. As soon as I get out of the car, a golf cart cruises up next to me. And the guy behind the wheel had this evil vibe. It just was smelling like an ex-con. He looked malevolent, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Oh, I'm a speaker. I'm here to speak to the members and their guests tomorrow night." He looks me up and down and says, "Would you like a ride?" I said, "Okay." So I get in the golf cart. Now, bear in mind, I'm a speaker, and I'm a gregarious person by nature. I can speak to a houseplant. I can speak to a lampshade. But there wasn't a lot of conversation in that one-minute drive to the clubhouse. And I got out, and he said, "Have a good night." And I said, "Thanks," and I scurried in. Next day went by quickly. I played golf with the manager of the club and the president, and that evening I did my thing for an appreciative audience. There might have been 50 or 80 people there. My two sisters, my niece, took the train up from New York City. They had never seen me do that before. So all in all, it was great. I go up to my room at the end of the evening. I plug my phone in the outer room. This is key. I put on my night clothes, picture Victoria's Secret for men. I go to my room, shut the door, start fiddling around on the iPad. Well, as a man of a certain age, and even back then I was of a certain age, it wasn't too long before I had to use the restroom. I get up to go outside. The door won't open. It's stuck. I pull, the door won't open. So my panic level at this point is about a 1 or a 2 on a 10 scale. I thought, well, I've got my iPad. I could email my sister and she can call someone, but she's on a train back to New York. So I get the idea of going into the closet where they had those big wooden hangers. I put a hanger at the bottom right of the door, pull it up, snap. And I could see as I'm pulling out the lower right side, the upper left side is wedging in tighter because this door is warped. Now, I'm not the brightest fellow, so I grab another hanger and I pull it up, snap. I grab another hanger, pull it up, snap. And the door is wedging tighter and tighter up on the upper left. Now my panic is more at about a 4. I'm starting to develop flop sweat on my negligee. And I figure, let me open the window, take out the screen, and go out on the ledge and see if someone might be able to help me. I'm figuring this big old building, they must have lifeguards and bartenders and maintenance men or women for the golf course who are also lodging in the property. So I go out in my nightie on the ledge. I'm on the second floor. The ledge is wide. It's probably 2 feet wide. And I tentatively yell, "Help, help." And there's nothing stirring in the night breeze, so I let it rip a little bit more. "Help! Help!" Before too long, a golf cart starts cruising down the driveway. And he gets right underneath me. He's only about 40 feet below me. And I'm yelling, help, help. Golf cart cruises away into the night. Now the panic turns into adrenaline. I go back in the room. I take the coverlet off the bed, wrap it around the doorknob, put my right foot up on the door jamb, and yank. And the door flies open. Now I'm in a full sweat, heart's pounding. Not 30 seconds later, the house phone rings. Bring. I answer the phone. Hello? I hear a guy saying, am I gonna have a problem with you? I said, a problem with me? I'm out on the ledge in my nightclothes, yelling and screaming, and you drive by? Click. Not 5 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. Now, I'm happy to admit that in this long life that I've had, I have mostly made very good decisions. But I have to say that at this moment, I wasn't making the best decision of my life by opening the door. And there wasn't even a chain across the door. This malevolent, ex-con, evil-looking guy comes into the room, stares down at me and says, am I gonna have a problem with you? I said, no, sir, problem solved. I'm out of my room. Everything is okay. He leans down closer, lording over me. Am I gonna have a problem with you? No, sir, problem solved. And he slowly removed himself from the room. I put a chain on the door, went back to my bedroom, kept the door ajar, got into bed, pulled the covers up to my chin, and I was asleep within 5 or 6 hours. Next morning, I'm leaving. Busy summer day, I go down to say goodbye to the GM. He goes, Joel, it was great. Thanks for coming. I said, yeah, I got to tell you something. And I told him about the door and being locked in. And he said, wow, I'm sorry. We gave you one of our better rooms. I'm going to have the carpenter come in there and plane down the door so it doesn't happen to anyone else. I said, yeah, there's one more thing. And I told him what happened in the course of the evening. And he said, wow, that is weird. I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, we don't have a night watchman.